Okay, guys. I think it's just
questions. Right, great.
Yeah, Patrice, can you maybe just walk us through that one? I mean, obviously you fall behind in the first half, and there's pretty experience in the second, but where did it go wrong?
Yeah, I don't think we started the game well, but if you think about the two goals that we gave up, one was a good old style of reminding me of Karl Malone and John Stockton pick and roll. Seven of our guys were on the floor because their guy smashed our guys. Most of the world, that's a foul, but it's not a foul. They scored off a corner, so that obviously affects your mentality. Like Jeremy Gaillon-Lapierre is one of the most professional players in this league. And if he's going crazy like that, and as we all see the highlights, again, I could be wrong, I have to see it, then that affects you. And then the second goal, you know, it's an individual error we make and they score. And, you know, anytime you give up these goals that come from nothing, it affects you for 5-10 minutes. So I felt we picked it up and we got back at it. But unfortunately, too little too late. But again, I have to be honest, Charlie, there's not a doubt in my mind. I leave this city saying we deserve more than what we got. And some of it is not in our power, and it's the power of someone else other than the 22 players.
Any questions in the room?
Joseph, coach, is anything with Zachary Fernandez? We saw him coming on the second half.
Yeah, he's been injured a little bit, so we have to manage his load. And again, the season's still so young. We're not even at the 50% through the mark, so we have to just manage him and make sure that we get him caught up. So I thought he came on and did great, you know, but again, yeah, it's just a precautionary measure to make sure we load him up correctly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions in the room for Patrice?
Well, this sort of breaks the momentum of the 5 games undefeated where you're starting to climb the table.
Sure.
It's not back to the drawing board, but how do you get up for the next game?
Well, we have to make sure that we don't get someone that affected the game. I'm not saying who, but someone that was other than the 22 players. If we don't get him, we'll be okay. Other than that, I think we just have to score first. Our team, I think, is very much a confident, momentum team. So if we can manage to strike first, our mentality changes and we become just different. And at the same time, I think we also have to be different and say if we don't score first, we can manage to turn it around. In that last 30 minutes, I was starting to get the feeling that every time we went to their half, something magical was about to happen. So, but why not do that the previous minutes, right? So I think it's just part of the lessons that we take away, and we'll move forward and learn and be ready to go. I know there's a big break now until then.
Any other questions in the room for Patrice Joseph?
Coach, the team was playing in the last few games, was playing better. Is something that you tell the players to make change some mentality? You guys ended up winning, beating Vancouver.
Yeah.
Today you guys came in a good mood, but you know, things happen. Maybe things didn't go your way, but what you were telling the players to keep that momentum going?
Yeah, I think, you know, in this league, you don't find anyone winning 3 games in a row. You don't often see someone going a 5-game unbeaten streak. So you're right. Momentum is there. Our guys are a good headspace. So it becomes now, what's the next word? So for us, we think about being ambitious. We think about we want more, and more means not only climbing the table, as Robin was asking, but also proving to everyone in this league that we can put a long stretch together that's never been done in this league. So it's about that, but it's a grind in this league with the travel, with the games, and today was a bit of a setback, but you know, you look across the league, everyone can beat anybody any week, and this is what makes it so much fun and such an intense league to be a part of.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jacob, this is the second time you had the same score line. Your previous one was with York United when Martin Nash was coach, and now you're playing with Benjamin Mora as being the coach for York United.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts on playing with York United with Benjamin Mora? What is your thoughts of how he performed?
Yeah, I think, listen, I've known Coach Nash for quite some time, and Coach Mora I've known little time. I think they've both done a wonderful job, because even before Coach Nash left, I think they were in third or fourth. So they've been a team that's competed. I think there's a different setup and structure. But I think they have good players, and they're getting a lot out of both players. I think both have a different plan, and both are good coaches.
Any other questions in the room?
Hey, Thomas.
Sorry about the loss, but
that's okay.
I feel like recently we've kind of seen a lot from Ryan Telfer, and you know today would be assist and consistently him getting past defenders. But I'm sure maybe you feel like you kind of got to look to the other tackles in that room and say, you know, we need more support from him, because at the end of the day, it does sort of feel like, you know, Ryan Telfer's kind of goals, assists are kind of what are getting you wins. So how important is it to kind of keep trying to develop more weapons around him?
Yeah, I think Ryan has been, you know, you look at him today and Brian Wright, two of the most prominent nines in this league, and I thought Ryan was wonderful. I think he got fouled 5 times. You know, if someone other than the 22 players gave him more protection, maybe if he called that penalty that I have to see the review, things are different. But with what he does, back to goal, turning and running at guys is wonderful. I think the past few weeks, to their credit, Clem has been fantastic. I think Mass has been great. The problem is, Thomas, like, Telfer's still new to the team, and we say new, but it's only 10, 11 games. So I think it has to be continuous chemistry between the attackers and us understanding that when he gets it, people are just constantly making contact. So he needs support underneath and past him. But we've had some great moments with him, and most importantly, I'm so impressed with what he's continuing to do. Thank you.
Any other questions in the room? Robin, you got one more?
Yeah, just this is something about outside here. The old days. You must have seen last night's game.
Of course.
Canada, Venezuela. But to see Alistair Johnson, Vaughn, Azuri,
yeah,
all those years ago, I don't know if you went on a comment that you knew he was a superstar back then, or just how proud of you these years later to say, yeah, I coached that guy.
Yeah, you know, Robin, about that, I just think it takes a village, right? So, you know, I was lucky to have Alistair for several years. You know, and I think you look at that entire national team pool. Dane St. Clair was with us for a few years. Kamal Miller was with us for a few years. Oso was with me for a few years. So I think it's a collective effort of everybody in this, and I say this province because I was raised here, but across the country, to produce those players. Because for where there's an Alistair, there's also a Jonathan David, there's an Alfonso Davis. So it was a beautiful, beautiful moment. I was hoping we get a better result to get this to be a perfect weekend. But yeah, that's such a momentum part of our history of this country in football. And it just goes to show that this league is going to produce someone, I really believe it, that will be there in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And I hope I'm not wrong, but I really believe that.
Great. Thanks.
Patrice, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rocky, yeah, you go. Take care, buddy.
All right.
Okay, guys.
Same rules as always. Sure.
Sure. Andre, just kind of start with the overall kind of feeling after that game. You guys had your moments, you had a lot of possession, but you know, they maybe hit you at 2 moments.
Yeah, tough game. You know, it's always a tough place to come and play. York is a very good team, building on confidence. You know, they've been looking better and better each game, and you know, credit to them for capitalizing on their 2 moments. I thought that we had good possession in the first half. Probably we dropped off a bit and they had more possession, and you could kind of see it coming, you know. But yeah, credit to York, and yeah, we just got to go back to the drawing board and come again on the 18th.
What do you think was maybe missing a little bit for you guys? We had a lot of the ball, especially in the first half, maybe weren't getting into the box as much as you wanted.
Yeah, I think probably the movement a bit. You know, you see late in the second half, the movement, the running off the ball is a big help for us. And I think maybe the first half we kind of missed it a bit, or we probably missed the opportunities when we did make the runs to make the pass. So yeah, I think we kind of missed that in the first half. And in the last 30, I thought it was great. And you see, we got a goal out of it too.
Any other questions for Andre?
Well, about that, you guys started off so, I guess, poor at the beginning of the season. Then it was tie, and then it was win-win. And you know, does this sort of knock the momentum, or you'll be back at it tomorrow? And you know, let's keep running to the top, or at least the playoffs.
Yeah, of course. You know, we've had a tough time at the beginning of the season. can't deny that. But the resilience of the group is magnificent. You know, to be, you know, bottom of the table and coming and putting in the work every day and still believing that, you know, we can make a playoff spot, you know, go on a run. And it showed, you know, probably previous five games in a row. No losses today, as I said, you know, coming here is always a tough place to come and play. And credit to York, man, they got their victory. And, yeah, we just back to the drawing board, as I said, and look forward to Valor on the 18th.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the Joseph? Carrie, how is the chemistry with Jeremy and the new guys that you guys are getting up there?
Yeah, it's really good. You know, Jeremy is a very good guy in the dressing room and very good player as well. You know, that's why we brought him back. I always say that I would love to play Jeremy every time because, you know, he takes care of the ball really well. He's got an eye for a pass, you know, and he never gives the ball away. And I think he's a terrific player and a terrific person as well. So great to have him. And, yeah, he's got the dressing room with him.
For some reason, he's getting like a fresh start with you guys, the same with Bahia. We're seeing that you guys are building the chemistry.
Yeah, for sure. Bahia came in and, you know, we can definitely see it right away. You know, he's got, what, 2-3 assists. Definitely helped us turn the season around, and that's why we brought him in. You know, coach had the eye to see that he can help us, and he came in and put his head down right away, and you know, he does whatever it takes to help the team, and that's what we want in the locker room. You know, that's the kind of player we want here with the Halifax Wanderers, and yeah, hopefully we can keep going, and these guys can keep helping us that the way they do.
Any other questions?
Okay, thank you guys.